This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Checking the Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion ways that you can get the show. And be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there nodding your head, screaming at the radio. It doesn't do any good, right? It doesn't help. We have a live chat room up on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. So if you don't like what I'm saying, they get a lot to say as well. Also, we have a live Facebook feed. We get involved in that conversation. I guarantee you there's smarter people than I in that chat room because I go back at the end of the night and read it. I can't understand anything they're saying. So really, get involved, get engaged there as well. OJ is out. I don't hear any applause. What happened? Anyhow, can you believe this? Now, I've had conversations with people all day long about this. And I get it. I would love to have kept him in for another 30, 40 years. What do you think? You know, give him parole when he's 112. But he's out. And all the brain surgeons have been talking about how he's a danger to society. He's killed people and getting away with it. But when you look at the Nevada system or the way they have to do parole, whether we like it or not, it's there. You know, we believe in states' rights. The state has a right to decide how they do parole. So they do it on a point system based on the actions the inmate takes when he's in prison. So they've looked at the last, 7, 8, 9 years that he's been in prison, and that's basically what they've used. The classes that he's taken, the things he's done to clean up his life. I mean, how much trouble? I realize you can get in a lot of trouble in prison, but really, seriously, he's not a stupid man. So he realized if he kept himself clean while he was in prison, if he did what they told him to do, then he'd have a better chance of getting out, right? He's got a personality. We all know he's got a personality that draws people to him. I don't care who you are. I'm not a sports guy. So this he wouldn't do anything for me, if you would. But he's got that personality where people want to come, check him out, talk with him, be part of whatever he's got going on, right? And when you think about who he is, who he was in his younger day, of course they're in love with this guy. Of course, you know, who doesn't want to be with a sports figure that was just shy, when it comes to sports people, others, just shy of godhood, for God's sakes. And you know, there's still a lot of people out there that don't believe that he killed Nicole and Ron Goldman. And my prayers and thoughts go out to Kim Goldman, who I won't say we're close friends, but we know each other. We've worked on projects together, and I remember her a couple years back when he came up for parole. She was very concerned. She was very worried because she was concerned at what he might or might well, you know, what he might do if he got out, if he got some freedom. So your prayer should go towards her tonight and those families, the Brown family and the Goldman family. So, do you remember what? Let's talk a little bit about what went down today. I know people beat this to death, but not. I want to talk about it at my level, at Joe's level, you know, sixth grade level, right? When he was asked what was going through his head when he was in the hotel room, what he was thinking, did anybody but me figure out that he never answered the question? He actually gave he recounted what happened that day. How his buddy called him and said his stuff was going to be there. They could go get just all this stuff. So he reenacted the crime again today there at the parole hearing. But he never really answered what was going through his head. I mean, really, seriously, if you listen to everything he said, it was a very simple answer. What was going through my head? Well, you know, though I did it stupidly, I wanted to go get my stuff. Those were my family pictures. That was my stuff, my personal stuff that I never gave to anybody. So my thought was not to start trouble, but just to go get what belonged to me. Look, how would I do that? 45 seconds? Done, right? There's the answer to the question. But what I loved was when they let him go on, he was so jovial today, wasn't he? Kind of giggly and happy and laughing and doing all that fun stuff. And I can't believe that nobody on that parole board threw up when he said, "I've lived a conflict-free life." Are they serious? From the days he was in college to the day that he ended up in jail, he had nothing but conflict in his life. Domestic violence? Violence on the SC campuses. I know people that worked with him in movies and what have you. Was not known as the nicest guy on set. And he said he got no fights. Really? What's he having? Early Alzheimer's? What's going on? And then I love the other one. He never threatened anybody. That was good too, right? This is what I call a selective recall. I really do, because I can't believe that these people get up there. Does he really not believe that they don't know what's going on with him, that they don't know about him? How about the comment he made where he never held a weapon or never used a weapon on anybody or never held a weapon on anybody? Even the term never used a weapon on anybody. Wasn't he found guilty in the civil case as being the cause, being responsible for his wife's death? Ron Goldman's death, Nicole's death, wasn't he? With a weapon? And then he said, I'm sorry, this is funny. He never had an alcohol or substance abuse problem. Okay, sure, whatever you say. He was a drinker, and he did have a substance abuse problem. He's admitted to it and talked about it in the past. Why didn't this? Instead of talking about the murders he committed early on, and how he's still a danger to society because of those murders, why not come back and say, well, wait a minute, there's that stupid music sound. You know what that means? We believe in capitalism in this show. We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I know this has been done to death today, but I just want to finish it up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more here for you. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Natives are pretty restless. Between OJ, Trump, Sessions, we're having a field day today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a new California conservative media network. Now, I know some of you I've talked to about this off and on and go, really, in California? Yes, in California. I don't know why not. I mean, do we still have people with conservative principles here? Yes, of course we do. And we're going to talk about what conservatives should lead with and what they shouldn't lead with. And that is our problem as conservatives. I mean, it's really like, and you all know I'm an outspoken Christian. But I don't walk into a restaurant and get up on the table and start screaming, hey, anybody here don't know Jesus? Because I don't want you to go to hell. I don't do that. It's not the way to do it. It's not the way we're supposed to do it. Well, it's no different with you conservatives here in California, myself included. I'm an elected official. I don't start off every debate, every forum, everything I do. I don't jump up and say, hey, listen, for the record, I don't believe in abortion and I don't believe in gay marriage. Okay, next question, please. And that's what we do as conservatives. We need to learn how to approach each other. We need to learn how to talk to the groups, your constituency, the people you're trying to appeal to, without giving up your principles. And we'll talk about that later. I want to get back to Mr. Simpson, or I should say the animal known as Simpson. And I'm not a big sports freak. I grew up in Boston, and my joke has always been the Patriots couldn't win if the other team didn't show up, right? We were still under the Bambino's curse with the Red Sox. We had the Celtics, and we had the Bruins, right? I mean, so I was excited. I loved hockey. I grew up loving hockey. Bobby Orr was my guy. Football, didn't know what it meant. We didn't have anybody to get excited about. So, but again, you know, thinking about what went down today. Thinking about what O.J. was trying to sell. And he was trying to sell something. Let's be honest about it. And, I don't know, he once or twice he said, look, I take responsibility. It was my responsibility. But he really didn't mean it. And I'll tell you why he said that. Because he danced around all the negative issues. He danced around everything that set that whole stage up for where he was going. He knew what he was doing that day. He knew what he was getting ready to do. He knew where he was going, and he knew what he was willing to do to get his stuff back. Now, on one side of this, they'd say to you, look, if it's true, if the possessions that those people had were taken from him, they were family, I'm not talking about trophies and stuff. I'm talking about personal family pictures. He deserved to have those back. Somebody should give those back to him. But the rest of it, no, buddy. Now, at one point in time, he kind of joked around. He said, oh, I can't remember the guy's name. He said, I wish my friend had never called me. I would have never gone there, and it would have never happened. So in other words, what he's saying, right, all of you who have teenagers know this is true. What he's saying is, hey, if that guy hadn't called me, I wouldn't have done anything wrong. Because my character is so weak, right, I have such a lack of self-control that if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have done the bad things. Maybe if I didn't see Ron and Nicole that night, I wouldn't have done the bad things. I mean, domestic violence has always been part of his life. He's caused problems on the golf courses. He caused problems all the way back to SC. It's just craziness. Right? And Mark Furman has come out on several occasions and said, today he said that that there were no guns. That he didn't know the guys were going to bring guns. He didn't know that was going to happen. Which is a lie, because Furman said that under interrogation, he did say that he actually even told him at one point, make sure you bring protection. What does that mean, a baseball bat? He wasn't going to that room to have sex. So there's only one thing left. If you're going to intimidate a bunch of people, that's called guns. That's what we do. And the thing that bothered me the most about him today, I mean, just drove me out of my mind kind of nuts, is how jovial he was. Did anybody catch that? Lighthearted, funny, talked about the ice cream joint down the street. This wasn't serious for him. That's a big part of what scares me with this. Nothing seems to be a reality. Nothing seems to be real for him. And that shouldn't just scare me. That should scare all of you, because he's getting out. Anybody catch that today? Am I going to cut that? He'll be out in October. Now, the one thing I will do at some point in time, I'm going to put up something on the web about how long we think he'll be up, right? I mean, come on, we should be able to take bets on that. Since we're talking about stooges, Nancy Pelosi today, or I shouldn't say today, recently, but there's a whole bunch of stuff that she came out with, and this just drew this back to me. Nancy Pelosi, I don't know if she's ever read the Constitution, because here she's, I don't know if she's trying to quote it, I don't know if she wrote it down wrong. Maybe you could help me, okay? Let's take a listen.
So it's 165 years ago. 165 years ago. Imagine the courage it took for the...
It's always fun when I do this, isn't it?
...women to go to Seneca Falls and do what they did there, to even leave home without their husband's permission or father's or whoever it was, to go to Seneca Falls and to paraphrase what our founders said in the Constitution of the United States.
Now, notice she said to paraphrase, because she knows she's given a speech. I don't know. I've got an IQ that's a little bigger than two numbers, not many, but a little bit bigger. Wouldn't you take the copy with you? Wouldn't you write down what it is you're going to say? I mean, wouldn't you have a clue to what you were going to do? I mean, didn't she just tell everybody how smart she was, what a great leader she was? Or did I confuse her with somebody else, maybe Maxine Waters? But listen, she is now going to teach us the true meaning. Now, she's calling this the Constitution, but take a listen.
States. They said that that the truths that are self-evident, that every man and woman, that men and women were created equal.
Yeah, yeah, I found that. Nancy, mine doesn't. There must be several copies. I know. Maybe there's a New Age copy. Maybe there's a new transgender version. I don't know. I don't know. But mine says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God. Now, notice there was no out there. This is what I love. Some of you secularists say, see, the founding fathers, they would say, well, if you believed in God, then God was there. And if you believed in nature, nature was there. No. They said, specifically, they said, the laws of nature, right? Point A. Point B is, and nature's God. See, my God, the God over nature. That's my guy. God entitled them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, women, boys, girls, pseudo-boys, girls, no, it says that all men are created equal. Now, anybody with two brain cells who rub together knows that they're not talking about men. They're talking about mankind. Yes, men and women, but they didn't say men and women. It's men. Maybe Tom Julian can calm me down when he comes on after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to finish this up because he's going to enjoy it, too. I know he will. I know he'll have something to say. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about whether California can handle a conservative new media network. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, sit down. No dancing. This is not a dance night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I bring on my next guest, though, I got to finish this up. I just need a minute to finish this up, and I'll let him chime in, because I don't know how you can handle this. She makes me... Didn't Nancy Pelosi recently come out and say that... How brilliant she was. What a great legislator. What a great leader she was. And now she just told us that the Constitution, she said it, not my words. This is one of our legislative leaders. That the Constitution says that all men and women are created equal. Right? She didn't say, well, this is what it means. That all men are created equal, but this is what it means, like I just did with you guys. She came out, she said, hey, this is what it says. And I got news for her. It's not the Constitution that says that. It's the Declaration of Independence. I mean, you guys elected her. I can't elect her, and if I was in her area, I definitely wouldn't vote for her. She just needs to go retire, get quiet, live her life with her grandchildren, just enjoy herself. All right? But I want to go a little further with this. It says that all men were created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these things are life, liberty, and the guarantee of happiness, right? No, you got to go get that on your own. It says a pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, right? So I'm sorry, Nancy. It means all of mankind. Get over yourself. I know right now she's doing one of these things. Right? And they derive their powers from the consent of the governed. Not the government. That's us. We're the governed. We're the ones that decide. And I'd love to decide that she goes. That's what I would love to decide, but I don't have the power to do that. Let me bring on my guest. Tom Julian joins me, and Tom went to Hollywood from Washington State. Oh, you lucked out. You did good. To develop television shows, unfortunately, over the course of a few years. Tom was able to produce 2 nationally syndicated television shows, and then he was blessed to spend close to 20 years working with Fortune 500 companies in the design and manufacture of their product packaging. Today, he's a full-time writer, producer. Tom has a few fires, no, few irons in the fire, almost. Few irons in the fire. One of them, Tom, is you want to bring a conservative network to the state of California or to the California people. You are a...
What do you think about that?
You're a gutsy man, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, move closer to that thing so we can all hear you. But seriously, you... Well, look, here's what I think about that. I think that, when Fox first came into being, they all thought he was nuts.
96.
Yeah, they thought he wasn't going to make it. You're nuts. You can't do that kind of thing. It's not going to work. They became the number one rated cable news network, definitely in the country, if not even so in the world.
Yeah, I think part of that reason was that it was a very balanced type of reporting as to... Their slogan used to be, we report, you decide, and they kind of got away from that, though, I think, over the years. But, yeah, they were strictly a factual reporting type of conservative network that really succeeded quite well.
So I know I wasn't going to jump in like this. I was actually going to do a couple other things. But we're there. We might as well keep going. So when you look over the years of what's happened here in California and where we've gone when we vote, you know, when California, because I always joke, it seems like the wave of sanity always stops at the California border.
Hmm.
And when you look at what's gone on here, and we're supposed to have conservatives here and people of all walks of life, but when you look at that, what made you sit down at the coffee table one morning and go, you know what? We can do conservative stuff here. We can change it.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's been kind of a fascinating journey, actually, because it seems to me that the conservatives will say, hey, we need a conservative network. And everybody will agree on the fact that they need a conservative network. The problem happens when nobody wants to work together to do that conservative network because it's not increasing or enhancing their personal brand. It's kind of like, what was it, Georgia that had 11 people running for an office just a few months ago to where, well, who do you vote for? How come we can't come together? So basically, I've had to take it upon myself. God has blessed me with the ability to handle all the financing, the production studio, and all that sort of stuff, so I can actually focus in on what I feel He's given me as a vision, and that is through media, the things that I disagree with personally, that a lot of people seem to believe in different types of culture. Transgender or other things that I may not really support personally, they've been strengthened because of the media, the voice of the media, the television. So I figured, why can't we do that? Why can't we start talking about tradition, foundation, policies that really help bring families together, help us earn, you know, capitalism is not a bad thing. Profit is good, and we can actually create that new vibe or that new energy, if you will.
And you think that'll go, you know, when I look at what's going on in California, the kind of shows that go, it's really funny. Either the shows are all about, I know you've got some, we'll talk about the lineup that you have in mind so far, but I know you've got some great hosts lined up, and I know that some of the things you're going to be doing are talking about the wonderful things happening here in California, the great things going on here, mixed with the politics that go on, unique, if you would, to California, what it sounds like soon to be the country of California, because, you know, we do anything we want to do.
Right.
We don't really adhere to much of anything. But with everything that's going down in the state, I mean, you look at what's happening. The Democrats have two-thirds power in our legislature here. There's really not much a Republican slash conservative can do. Even some Republicans, as of late, with some of the voting that has gone down, they've decided, they've kind of thrown their hands up and said, you know, either we go along or we get, you know, shoved out.
Right.
So what do you envision? Give us an idea what you see this network, what's going to be on it and what it might be.
The network is not a political network. We're going to be doing secular programming. One right now that's going to be going on the Blaze TV is called West Coast Weekly. That's all about lifestyles, California lifestyle, real estate, education. There's some politics. Fashion, private jets, you know, med spas. So
it's going to be fashion. You'll have me on that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because look at me.
You'll star. You'll be the star. So, you know, I think you have to be balanced. and you have to be a winner. And so it takes time to to produce that and get it out there. But as soon as you start, people start seeing it, start seeing, like today we had a great lineup. We just produced a show. We had education. We had an actor, a very successful actor. We had a producer. We had a charity. We had a product demonstration. I mean, there was all sorts of things that we did that just create life, people. We get so wound up in political correctness, whereas we just want to have fun. You know, we want to enjoy our life. We've been blessed to live in California. Again, it goes back to the California. I don't know how the conservative market can actually work together in California, because I don't know if they really want to work together. But we're going to create a program that brings in people politically savvy that can go and actually debate the issues. There will be channels on that will actually go in and, we got a show coming up called California Perspective. Can I mention?
You can. Go ahead.
You're going to be hosting that. So you'll be moderating that, and we'll have a gentleman named Bob Walters, Facing Reality in American Education.
Who's up next?
Yeah.
He'll be up in the next hour. Yeah.
He'll be kind of handling the education. We'll have other educational people in there, but he'll be kind of the person of education on that. We'll have people religion, we'll have people social, we'll have other types of.
So what you're
policies.
Saying is you're going to have real issues, not just political issues. Yeah. You're going to have real issues that people have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's kind of like Reagan said, when your neighbor's out of work, it's a recession. When you're out of work, it's a depression. But we can get to issues that really get to the heart of the matter of what is happening in California.
In a little pocket I live in California, we are a conservative pocket, if you would. We have a lot of Republicans here. We have 45 elected officials in just the area that I'm in, lots of school boards and what have you. We are very political group, if you would, Republicans and Democrats. But when it comes to certain things like education, when it comes to helping out children and seniors, if you would, there are no political groups. I mean, I've worked hand in hand. I've raised money with, I've served food with somebody who's 180 degrees from me on politics and religion. But we both decided, you know what? That senior center, we need to help them.
That's right.
Those young kids, we need to help them.
That's right.
And that's what you're going to be promoting.
That's America.
Bingo.
That's
like
America.
That.
I never at all would ask somebody, what they believe in, and because he's a second baseman and I'm a shortstop. we love baseball. We were assigned to a specific team, and we wanted to play on that team, and we wanted to win. And we wouldn't be able to win without each other. But we weren't into all the other.
All right, finish it up quick.
All the things that people are thinking about.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Yeah, Tom's not used to that, but we'll give it a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom Julian after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe with Senior Host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to our website. You'll find out the days and the times. Go to the store. Gotta go to the store. Gotta buy my stuff, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, my latest book. That all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't have to. And these are all the labels the left gave us, right? The people who say they don't like labels, they don't like when we use labels, they love using labels. So, you know, let's embrace our labels and explain them, because obviously they're not informed. They don't have the information they need to understand what it means. So always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, but I won't answer the phone. I'm not going to answer your calls because I want to get right back to my next guest. Tom Julian is with me, and Tom went to Hollywood. I love this part. You went to Hollywood from Washington State, which shows me at a young age you had a clue. I mean, Washington, beautiful, beautiful state. But What's that?
Pre-law, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Well, I don't know if it would help you today, because they don't really hit it a lot there.
In fact, I was told if I had no conscience, I would have been very good at it.
Isn't that... Isn't that the place that gave us naked bike riders? Remember that, Portland? Don't they have, like, the naked bike ride every... Look at
what?
That.
What?
I think they can do whatever they want.
Oh, well, no. Every year they have this, like, this big thing where you ride bikes naked through Portland. It's like Naked Bike Riding Day. And I always said that, you know, it's in the winter. I grew up in Boston. I don't know anybody wants to ride a bike in clothes.
That's a short meeting as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there you go. Boom, boom. Tom will not be here all week.
But let me share a little bit about that transition. When I came down, I actually had a song that was recorded on radio, and I've heard it a few times in my car. And the gentleman who managed a lot of rock and roll acts in the 60s, Woodstock, he was at Woodstock and all this with Donovan and all this, but... He said, "Tom, I love your music. I think I can help you. What do you want to do with it?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'd like to meet some chicks and make a lot of money." What? And he basically said, "Well, when you find out what you want to do, come back." And I went and I left that thing and I went into just business as a bond broker and all that. And then he called me and he said, I want to talk to you about an idea about television." And I said, okay. So I went up to his office at Wilshire. And we started meeting at the El Torito in Fullerton.
Oh.
And kind of a halfway mark for us and him in L.A. And we started writing on napkins about an idea. And Jane Fonda at the time was doing video on aerobics. And the video craze was really happening and all that. So we thought, well, let's create a show. Let's figure out a way to bring magazines onto video, into the television. And we went to Good Housekeeping, kicked us out. Went to Sunset, kicked us out. Family Circle, kicked us out. Now, this is the gentleman who actually created, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, the Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King match. And
oh,
so
yeah.
He was a very strong promoter. We were offered to invest in Univision at that time with Jerry Parenchio. That's the connections that he had. So we're getting turned down by all these people. But we found out that Better Homes and Gardens had seven television stations under their corporate head, Meredith. And we went to them and asked them if they were losing any money to cable. They said, we're losing millions of dollars. Why? Well, you got seven stations. How come you're not cross-promoting with your advertisers and putting a show on those seven? Within a month, they gave us $750,000 and told us, go, do it. So I think the process is creating television that also just meets these needs, meets the needs of the people. It's kind of like, as a Christian, be natural. Allow God to be supernatural. If you want to be a media company, be natural in your television. Have fun, entertaining, variety, music, comedy, drama, whatever it may be, and just allow it to work. And I think that's sometimes we overthink the process of, well, how do we do? Let's huff and puff and blow this thing down. But
no.
We don't have to. We can actually just be natural. We had a good show today. It was a fun filming day. We were like, wow, this is going to be fun to do. And I think that's where we got to get, and that's where Jewel TV, JUL-TV, is actually going to be doing. We want to hit that. Just like I'm excited about you hosting the California Perspective, because I know that you have a heart not only for God and people, but you just love this country, and you love this state. You love what you do. You like to talk to people. You want to connect with people. And that's going to show on the camera. That's the type of people we want to surround ourselves with. Bob Walters, on the education, he could easily just be retired and go do whatever he wants to do, but he's got a heart for kids, and he wants to see these kids find the right job. And these are the other people that we'll bring into this wheel, if you will.
No. I agree with you. And California does have its own unique issues, if you would, and opportunities here. You know, I used to joke with my family and say, "Look, California, I can go skiing, you know, in the morning and come back and be surfing in the afternoon." It's just that's the kind of weather we have. That's the kind of climate, the environment, and all of that. And it's a great place to be. But, you know, it's gotten to the point now where it's so divided. And it's not divided Northern California and Southern California. It's divided Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. And it doesn't really need to be, because I think there is a lot of middle ground there.
There's a lot of San Andreas Fault, or whatever they call that thing. A lot of faults all around that you can just step in and And all of a sudden you're in trouble for thinking something.
But I got to give you a lot of credit because, I mean, a lot of people I've talked to over the years, you know, I've been involved in politics for years, and a lot of them are, you know, give up, don't do this, don't get involved in that because you're not going to win. You're not going to make anything happen.
Yeah.
But with that kind of attitude, you never make
it. You have to know you're going to win.
Never make any. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you have to. Do you think Trump went into this saying, you know what, I hope this thing just works out? No, he went in to win, and that's what he did. And I think everybody, you got to do that in business. When I was in packaging, I had to believe that every competitor I was better than. And I ended up averaging close to $2 million a year selling cardboard. So you can do that, but it does take time, just like you were talking earlier today. You know,
what's a commitment?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I started with a lot of hosts that are gone. And it's not because I'm so much better than they are, but they would get in to say, well, you know, if I don't get picked up by a network in 6 months, I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, your mother doesn't even know what station you're on a regular basis in 6 months. You know, this is something you have to work at and build up and what have you. And then you have to take a decision or make a decision, which way are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you either stand on your principles or you don't. And for guys like you and I, you know, God is a part of this show. You know, we don't open up a show with me on my knees praying, but when it comes to talking about God and the things of God and Christ, we talk about it on a regular basis. You know why? Because there are other Christians out there that want to talk about it.
Right.
There are other Jews. We had a guy call the show one night and said, well, you Christians, you get to beat your wives.
Yeah.
It's okay. Remember that guy? You beat your wives, right?
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. First of all, you raise a hand to my wife and watch what happens to you. Let's just start off there, but we'll move on from there. I said, I can't find a scripture so they can beat my wife. And I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can find me a scripture, get back to us, you know, before the show's over, I'll convert to Muslim or Islam right here on the show today. I'll burn my Bible. I'll convert to Islam. Because I know, but 30 minutes later, he got back to us. He said, yeah, I can't find it. Because we've allowed this stuff to fester. And I don't care whether you're a Republican, a conservative, or whatever. We as Christians, we're good at putting our fingers in people's faces, but we're not good at explaining and showing the love of Christ to people, letting them really know what our belief is. You agree with that?
Yeah. And I also believe, though, that you have to be natural. You can be, my opinion, God loves profit. I don't think that his will is to fail. But it's up to us to, I love soil. If I could ever have anything, I'd have a farm. The saying is, keep your hand to the plow. You know, the horse is pulling. You can't be talking about something else. You got to stay focused in what you're doing. And I think it's just being natural and enjoying life. And, you know, everybody talks about Christianity as that eternal life. But it's life down here. It's, you know, what are your goals? What are your talents and abilities? Mine is a creative side.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I've gotten my strength of. That's what I enjoy doing. I love to write. I love to film. I love all that stuff. Now I'm able to do it. Yes, it costs some money. And thankfully, I've been able to accumulate what I need to do to make it happen. And I thank God for that. But it's also the fact of a physical being getting in there and keeping the hand of the plow and working hard at it.
Right.
And I think that's like what you said earlier. I think people just say, you know what, I don't have the deal. You know, and it takes time.
You got to poke through. You got to keep punching away, keep punching away until you get through. But now you don't. You this isn't just a pie in the sky idea. You've actually worked on books. You've done a little bit of they call it ghostwriting.
Yeah, that's right.
When you help somebody write a book, but you also have your own book.
Yeah, I have a book called The Shepherd.
Okay,
and that's basically about my life. Just to give you a little bit of a quick background, is I was pulling in probably about 35.
You got about a minute and a half.
I was pulling in about $35,000 to $45,000 a month selling cardboard, and I after a while I just gave up and went and bohemian. I went and grew my hair down to my shoulders and ate pizzas and played guitar, and I ended up in a homeless shelter. And I convinced the homeless shelter to pay me X amount of money per month to help market their shelter. So I was still pulling in money while I was doing it.
About 30 seconds, go.
But I go, and I said, God, I want to get back into TV. He said, you got to learn to be accountable to me, and we're going to make it happen if you do, and I'll invest in you. And I have the money now to do that because it took some time to stay focused going after that dream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you got to focus.
That's what The Shepherd is about. That's what the book is about.
Well, can you get it on Amazon? Is it up on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. So head over to Amazon. Look for Tom Julian's book. It lets you read a few pages there, so don't tell me you don't know what it's about because you can find out what it's about. No more excuses. This is the No Excuse Show. Anyhow, Tom Julian, thanks for being with me tonight. We're going to have you on
more
to talk about these. Yeah, you're done, buddy. It's all you paid for. You're done. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Bob Walters is going to join me in the next hour. We're going to talk about education. You know, we talk about it all the time anyhow, but we're really going to talk about education here in the next hour and where we're at in this country. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, hopefully in a TRS mug, and come on back.